Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so you're out on, we'll say, third date. And you're like, hey, did you see this petition going around for like people to rewrite and refilm the last season of Game of Thrones? Have you seen this thing? And your date goes, yeah, that's my petition. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
Ooh. Oh, man. You got to just cut it out.
That's it.
You got to get rid of them.
That's the end of the date right there?
I mean, no, I don't do the walkout, but that's the last date.
Like, I don't like to use this word anymore because it's been co-opted by someone that I hate, but what a fucking loser, dude. What a loser.
Wait, the word loser has been co-opted?
Take it back. Who are you letting take loser from you?
The president of the United States?
He calls everybody losers.
No.
But what a fucking loser, dude.
You can have loser.
Thank you. To call this person a fucking loser. Like, nah.
Yeah, because, I mean, do you even, like, what, do you pivot away from this? Like, cause, yeah,
here's
this is the
thing,
last date.
And I think a big part of it, and you're a great actor, Patrick. Because your tone was so evocative that I knew exactly what kind of bullshit this person was into immediately.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, it's more that than the content of the petition. Because you could be like, yeah, I started this petition and then it went crazy.
No, this guy is very serious
about it. And he's already defensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You haven't even told him your thoughts or any opinions. And he's already ready to come at you.
Yeah. He's like, there are funders waiting for us to get this project off the ground. You don't, like, you can say that it's silly, but this is, like, this could happen.
I think anyone who takes Game of Thrones, other than George R. R. Martin, anyone else who takes Game of Thrones that seriously, I think, yeah, that's worth a boot. Because it's a silly fantasy show.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you, because obviously we all do care about Game of Thrones to some capacity, right?
Sure.
But not at like the way that guy does.
No, I know. But like, do you try to engage him in like conversation about the show? Or are you just like, well, all right, this is...
I think I would passive aggressively attack him where he's weakest and say something like, oh my God, I didn't know I was with a celebrity. That's crazy. You started that petition. It's huge. It's all over the internet.
Here's the thing.
Then I would treat it like an interview. But you would never see the inside of me again. It would be like I'd be a mirror,
yeah,
just reflecting back at you.
That leads me to my question. So you have already fucked this person.
I didn't mean that when I said it, but maybe.
You've done mouth stuff.
Okay.
Mouth stuff?
Mouth stuff.
You were in a car or something?
You were in a car.
What's going on?
Well, okay. Car mouth stuff. I mean, they sound fun, at least.
Car mouth stuff?
Yeah, this is the first
or second date, you're doing car mouth stuff. I think I'm giving them another chance.
What? They did this petition.
And they took car mouth stuff
on a first or second date.
And it's not even that they're like, oh yeah, I set that up. They say, that's my petition.
My petition. Right. Ew.
Oh, they are
ew,
so
ew,
gross.
Ew, ew, ew.
They suck.
I don't like this person.
Because like, I think I would literally be like, what? And I'd make them repeat themselves like five times because I mm-hmm. could not, I would have problems believing it. And I'd be like, show me. Like, are you joking with me right now? Like, am I like being punked? Like, what's going on? And then I think, honestly, my fight or flight would kick in and I would just be like, you know what? This has been really fun, but I never want to fucking talk to you ever again. And would just leave.
Whoa.
You would say that to a person?
Yeah. I've been like pretty mean to people if I have to be.
But you don't have to be. He just told you he made a petition.
He made a petition.
Also, not like he made a, like, it's not like he is in like the Alabama state legislature. Like he just he just made a petition.
True. I think I would have to.
I mean, like, I wonder if there's a, because I feel like my first impulse is to be like, is to ask them why they would, like, to try to understand why they would do that.
Also, it's fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like, it's psychotic, and he's told you it the way he told you about it. He is psychotic.
He's proud.
Well, here, okay, but, oh.
It's my petition.
Well, people are fucking getting this idea in their head, and I don't want to be like the fucking youngsters, but they just fucking agreed to redesign Sonic for the fucking little butt babies.
Are they really going to do it, or are they just saying
who
they're
going to
do it?
Who said it? I heard it on the grapevine. I don't know who.
The directors.
The directors.
Right, but I...
Well, that sounds really real.
Well, right.
But it's... It might just be bullshit.
It's also possible that they put out the trailer knowing it looked the way it looked, and director was like, we want to try a different design. And they were like, no, we're doing this design because this is the one we all agreed on. And then director was like, fine, put out the trailer. Like, that's a possibility.
Yeah, who knows what was happening behind the
scenes. Like, who's leveraging what?
Anybody who has seen the trailer or the film Detective Pikachu, I know I'm off the reservation of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Knows you can make a computer-generated cutie patootie from a video game or cartoon world.
He's so cute.
He's
Detective
so
Pikachu's
cute.
So cute.
His little tummy.
I still think that Sonic is cute, but that's a...
You think Sonic is cute.
That's a hill that you would like to die on.
No, I don't think I have to die on, because honestly, I don't give a shit.
It's also resolved now. It's a different thing.
Yeah, they took the hill out from under you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, where's my hill?
I think, and this is stealing from a tweet that I read, I think I would slip him a copy of the book Misery. And be like,
this is you.
That's you, dude.
This you.
That's you, dude.
I think I would be like, have you ever read fan fiction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you know that these books haven't been written yet and potentially you are getting a rewrite in a couple of years?
And or like, just find something else, dude. Like, read something else, watch something else, go outside.
The Deadwood movies comes out in like a week.
I'm so excited
it's
for that.
2 weeks ago,
I'm like, seriously, I'm like gulping for air thinking about it.
It's gonna be so good.
HBO still's got the goods.
Yeah, and I heard Chernobyl's good. Sad,
oh,
but
I don't
good.
Know. Yeah.
I don't know if I can watch it.
It's okay.
Is it?
I feel like there aren't really characters to latch onto. Like, mm-hmm. it's all just event and spectacle.
Sure.
So like, even though the first episode is full of like stuff exploding and like these giant, you know, nuclear fires,
it's freaky. Yeah.
It felt slow to me.
Okay.
You know what was really slow? This is totally, sorry, I just need to get it out. That shockingly wicked, evil, vile thing.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
So boring. Snooze. I couldn't finish
okay,
it.
Also.
So boring.
And I know we're really transitioning, but I think, you know, I don't know how I'm going to connect it. Okay, so they really, if you don't know who Ted Bundy is,
you think he's a cool guy. And he seems
wrongly accused.
Wrongly accused the whole time. Yeah. And he keeps being like, oh, it's crazy. They got me again. And you're like.
Yeah. And I think that was
wild.
The intent of the movie was to make the audience feel like you're in the perspective of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But being someone who knows he killed at least 33 women.
And yes.
They're heads. He fucked heads.
Disembodied heads.
No, he's a head fucker.
He's a head fucker. Are you kidding me?
No, I could never be friends with a guy like that.
But I will say the
Would you be his lover?
Guys, we are talking friends to lovers today.
We did it. Wow.
Because the Netflix movie Always Be My Maybe.
Yes.
Which looks dope.
Okay, it looks so cool.
It looks so good.
I almost wish I hadn't watched the trailer because it reveals this cameo that like is gonna kill. It's killed me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a ghost.
Have you seen people passing that gif around?
Yes.
Yeah.
So good. I can't wait. And it just seems like Randall Park is so fucking cute, and like I just Yeah. It looks really funny and really good and really sweet and really cute. And I really, really want to see it.
Yeah. So it's like old friends, they get back together. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something romantic happening.
It's the hot shot and the everyman. It's got like every aspect that you want from it.
Yeah.
And then Keanu, I gotta know.
Oh, Colin just giving it away.
Oh, the trailer's out.
It's in the trailer. Okay, I think
we were dancing around it.
We've all seen some of this movie.
Honestly, we all haven't seen
the whole movie. Not the whole thing,
by the time this podcast is being listened to, I may have watched this movie.
Me too. I cannot fucking
I was like, this might be a get up early on a Friday morning.
Yeah,
and
that's perfect.
Start watching.
First in line in the
living
room.
I'll come over.
Yeah.
Cool.
So do you guys have any like starting as friends and then becoming romantic ships?
Well, I mean, we all kind of do, right? Because we named the number one romantic comedy of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
As When Harry Met Sally.
Mm. That's the only one I could think of.
Oh, sorry.
No. But I have a backup that I'm going to need your guys' help with. Because I was like, I can't do When Harry Met Sally because we talked about it for so long.
We did talk about it.
Should we get into that one?
No, I don't have anything. I was going to ask for your assistance. I want to go later after I hear like real ships that people have.
Okay.
Well, so I actually am not totally sure if mine qualifies, so I wanted to present it to
the
room. Doug Funny and Patty Mayonnaise.
Aww.
Now, are they actually friends?
Because they're like so obviously crushing.
Yeah.
Because they're so obviously crushing. Like kind of the whole time.
But that's like the whole thing with like any kind of rom-com where it's like they're friends and then they're always very obviously crushing because we have to see the chemistry.
I think that's the limitation of a film. On our TV show, I think you can have characters who are friends. Like,
yes.
Not to go back to like the Jamie Brienne of it all, but I don't think that they were romantically attracted to each other when they met.
Right.
I think that they like respected each other and then became friends and then
I don't know.
Chemistry.
I think, I guess it all started when he got his hand cut off and drank horse piss in the mud.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when she kind of had that was his glow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mud down was his glow up.
Mud down, glow up. That's the way we like to crush on Jamie Lannister.
Yeah. So.
Because like Doug starts, like I think it's the pilot of Doug, the first episode where it's like still squiggly.
Uh-huh.
Where like he's going to a dance with her.
Yeah.
And like that's how they start. And then the show kind of like backs off because it's like you can't just be in like a happy relationship. For like the course of the show.
Is Doug or Patty ever new in town? Is that a device they use, or do they both each other forever?
I think the Funnies like move to Bluffington at the beginning of the show, but I could be wrong on that.
He gets to be really good friends with Skeeter really fast.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe they've known each other forever.
Okay. Yeah, I think they've known they've at least been around. It's not one of these like
I think that
Corey
counts.
Topanga situation.
You think that counts?
I think it counts.
Because if they grew up together, then you can assume that pre-puberty,
they were just
Doug
friends.
Didn't have that. Yeah, he didn't have those kind of feelings for her.
Yeah.
So that would be your friendship phase.
Oh, sure. And so we are really just seeing like the latter end of that transition into just the relationship phase?
Yeah, could be. But it's a long transition as it's, pretty much the whole show.
But I think that with them, and I not to put words into your mouth, but part of what is appealing is their friendship as burgeoning lovers, right? Like that's
why they're coming
into your
mind.
And so I feel like I think it's worth discussing in this context because that's kind of what we're talking about is that like basis of friendship in a romantic relationship.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to toss this one out the window because I think maybe it doesn't count. And I'll just do my hard anti-ship for this. And it is a classic Ron Hermione.
Yes.
I hate the idea of them together.
I hate them together.
They're fine as friends.
They're fine at best as friends.
Yeah, but like they're the friends that like are always going to be like arguing and talking shit about each other. Mm-hmm. Like, and they can be friends and that's fine.
Oh, and then they become that couple.
Yeah. Oh, they're really hard to hang out with.
I like Hermione a lot.
I love Hermione.
And
she's one of my favorites.
Through much of the book, starting in book probably, I guess book three even, what she wants is Ron.
I know.
So as a fan of Hermione and get her being happy, I'm okay with her getting her little kiss with him and stuff in book seven. What is not okay
not
is the
okay
epilogue.
At all.
The epilogue. There is no fucking way that she should end up with Ron. Their kids are going to be fucked up.
Their kids are, like, also going to be ugly as
They're
going
to be ugly and messed up, and they're going to be so confused.
Ugly and messed up.
No, it's horrible.
No, I know it's bad.
So, like, the epilogue is the problem. The idea that they stay together after she goes off to college and hangs out with smart people and he goes to trade school or whatever, that's where the problem really is. Because she's not going to ever respect him.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the problem is.
He just goes and, like, rebuilds the burrow, the barrow, what do they call it?
He's just going to go rebuild his house.
Yeah, that's it.
His dumpy little house that too many people live in.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Bogey is throwing some hard
what if you're, like... You find out that your SO secretly writes Hermione Ron fic.
Ooh.
Adult Hermione. Like, adult. When they're adults. Yes. The characters are adults.
They started a petition to make the epilogue longer.
Oh, and it should be noted that I would not start a petition to change the epilogue.
To take away the epilogue? Mm.
I can just take it away in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I read all the fanfic that says non-epilogue compliant because I don't like that shit.
Super easy.
I can't OTP it. But like I said, I do when I'm rereading, which I haven't done recently. I should do one. When I reread, I'm happy for Hermione that it's getting resolved for her.
Yeah.
She's carrying a torch for him for years. Mm-hmm. And he like doesn't see it. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
So like she gets her moment. It's cute. Fine. Then they like write letters for a while. Then they never see each other again.
She's one of those people who if she was your friend. Yeah. Who if she was your friend, you would and she starts saying she likes Ron, you're kind of like, what? But then you don't say anything obviously because you're nice. And then, like, she starts dating him, and you're like, oh, shit, I hope this, like, just blows over.
Yeah.
And then when the epilogue rolls around, you don't hang out with her anymore.
Oh, it's over.
She's dead to you, basically.
You run into her, and she's got, like, these, like, sunken eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, so how's Ron? And she's like, he's Ron.
Yep.
Oh, that
and
is
she looks
so,
away.
That's exactly what she says about him.
Yeah, and then you're just he's like, Ron. Damn, this sucks.
You're like, I'm going to go like be an astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do now.
Yeah, and Bye. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to go. Ron spills a lot, so I'm going to go clean his shirts.
And like, I do it with magic, but it still sucks.
It still sucks. It takes me literally a second, but like, I clean his shirts and
he
darn
his
socks.
He doesn't let me use the wash machine.
Yeah.
So.
Because he's really anti-muggle. It's a weird, anyway, gotta go.
Oh, and his dad, by the way.
Ooh, too patronizing.
He's always trying to talk to me about muggle stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know the word for electricity. Calls it ecletricity.
Yeah. So and it's gonna, like, just learn the word.
Just
it's
learn
not
the
hard.
Word. You're supposed to be like the head of the organization that is like into muggle studies.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about this. You call
it's
a felitone.
Yeah.
It's
they
not cute.
Are
it's not
pretty
cute.
Inbred.
Yeah.
Like for many generations. Because I mean, they're all so obsessed with pureblood stuff.
Yeah. It's a tragedy.
It is
what
truly.
Happens to Hermione is a tragedy.
It is.
Seriously,
but
it's
only
sad.
But I'm still with an epilogue. I think it's okay for her to have a crush on the goofy boy that she grows up with.
Sure.
We all have that.
Yeah. She hooks up with him and then, again, never sees him again.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll ask Harry about him, but only sometimes.
Or maybe,
and even Harry's fallen out of touch with him.
Yeah.
Harry's
like, he's probably
honestly,
still at the burrow.
Oh, yeah. Weakest link.
It would be cool 100%. If she like cheats on her husband in her like mid-50s with Ron.
Ew, what?
Like they run into each other
at
some sort of like
is Ron
event.
Still fit?
He is fit again. He got big for a while and then got really into CrossFit and like maybe teaches a class.
Also, can you not magic yourself fit?
Then I don't think so.
Why?
Unknown. I think, okay.
What is that fucking goofy dude with a head strap, googly eye, fucking crazy ass hair?
Are you talking smack on Mad-Eye Moody?
Why does he look like that? If he's fucking magic, why is that what he looks like?
Because the eye is magical.
The eye is magical and it helps you see things.
Is it like it's like a fucking first generation iPhone or something? It's like, oh, I sure hope this gets better, but I really need it.
I think it's a statement. I do think, okay, this is what I think, okay? I agree. Maybe this actually could be hot. So she's like with some other guy, right? Uh-oh. She's married to him. Yeah. She has to go on business to like the borough area of town where the borough is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like in her little hotel. She goes to the nearby pub for just a little bite and a little drink. And she like feels this like heat.
What?
Next to her.
Well, and she was already feeling like nostalgic.
Yeah, she was feeling nostalgic. She feels like this like just heat. Someone sits down and she's like the just the size of their body kind of like emanates heat on her. And she looks over. Okay, stop.
Colin is hulking right now.
Stop.
He's being Mad Eye Mooney, which is really ruining this.
Really
fantasy.
Ruining it. Okay. So, and then she looks over and it's Ron. And Ron has that kind of just like that blue collar roughness to him. And he's like strong because he's been crossfitting all over the place. And he's
but not like too strong.
Not scary
I want him
strong.
To be like, I want him to honestly look like he's the singer from Modest Mouse. It's like you're like hot in a kind of like broken, gross way.
I need
way.
To look at what this looks like. Oh, maybe you know what? He's not doing CrossFit. So he had a dark period where he was not well. And then he got his stuff back together and he's like, you know what? I am going to fix up the burrow, but I'm going to do it by hand because like this meticulous stuff is like, you know, I like it. And it's making him strong. So he's like strong.
So it's like functional strength.
Functional strength.
He needs to stay sober to fix up the house.
Yes.
Well, got it.
Yeah. Because his dad shocked himself to death with electricity.
That's right.
Yeah, in this, he's dead.
Oh, she's like, how's your dad? And he's like, he's dead. And she's like, that was a huge barrier for me. So this is good news.
Yo, the guy from Modest Mouse.
He's like got like a like a chubby bad boy beard thing going on. Yeah. I personally like it. He's like rock and roll Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, but I don't think this is what I was thinking for adult hot Ron.
Okay.
In my mind. I think I want it hotter.
Yeah. I think he's like pretty beefcake, though.
I think maybe he could have looked like that like in the middle.
Okay.
Before he became hot
Ron.
Yeah,
that was
his transitional.
Like, yeah.
I love how that's like my fucking body goals. I'm like, really? I could still stand to gain like 5 pounds, you guys. I'm doing great.
I like that. I like that only. That's the only way I like it. Yeah, or that... in high school briefly, and then no more. But I agree. I detest.
Do we have any other?
Yeah, I've got one.
Yay!
And I can't remember. I don't think I've talked about this ship specifically because I kind of have an OTP with one of these people with someone else. But they're in high school. Things happen. So it is Dawson's Creek, and it is Joey and Pacey. And in the first season of the show, they are like almost like frenemies because they're both Dawson's best friend. And Joey is a little bit in love with Dawson, and Pacey totally sees that, but also like kind of has empathy with her. And so they have a shared best friend. And then in the second season, they become like more actual friends. And there is like a frisson of chemistry between them, but it's partially just because like Joshua Jackson has chemistry with like a tree. He's amazing. And so by the third season, or it's, I think it's the end of the, it's in the third season where Dawson is like, hey, Pace, I can't be with Joey anymore. That's a really bad James Van.
Oh, I love it. Don't stop doing it.
Hey, Pace, I can't be with Joey anymore, but like I'm worried about it. Will you watch out for my girl? And Pace is like, yeah,
you know,
like,
just maintain my sense of ownership of her for me.
And Pacey's like, yeah, I mean, we're friends. Like, I don't want her to be sad either. Like, I'll watch out for her. And so he does. And he, of course, doesn't tell Joey why he's doing it, which, hey, guess what? It comes back to bite him in the butt. But he does watch out for Joey. And then at that point, at this point, they've been friends for a few years. They've known each other forever. And that chemistry develops into something romantic. Meanwhile, like, but there is the weird thing between them of his best friend and her ex-boyfriend. And then they become, like, the epic romance of the show. So I love the, like, romance that develops with them. But I think they start with, like, an actual... Because that was hard thinking of Friends to Lovers that didn't start with, like,
yeah, that...
maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, this thing started... I think they start off straight up friends. And they do, like I said, they have a few moments of, like... but, like, it's not... you know, he's not a threat against Dawson until Dawson's like, hey, watch her for me. And then don't trust Pacey with your girl.
No.
That's a short answer.
Yeah.
He's going to buy her a boat. It's going to happen. So that's nice. Do you, Holland, did you do it?
Yeah. So mine, like this one was kind of tough for me because, you know, I generally don't do like the childhood romance into like adulthood thing. But this one I actually kind of liked because it's, there's like this sort of like beauty in the relationship and the transition from like childhood to like the next phases of life and stuff like that. And mine is the friends to lovers ship of Christopher Robbins and Winnie the Pooh.
What?
Christopher Robin.
Robin, yeah, yeah.
The little boy and the stuffed bear.
Yeah. And that okay. period of early puberty.
Like now we are 8?
No, no, he's like 12 going on 13.
Okay, so these are post books.
Yeah, yeah. This is like he's leaving the Hundred Acre Wood, but he's sort of in like the fringe territory into, you know, adulthood.
Mm-hmm. So and like one he's not seeing Piglet anymore. Now it's just Pooh.
He's just kind of like stressed out. You know, he's like started junior high and that's different. He has to change rooms for periods and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so intense. Yeah. I was so scared of that.
And he's at home and he's just kind of like, you know, fucking like wondering what is up with all of the erections. And then as he's sort of having like a little temper tantrum, Pooh falls like out of the top shelf of the closet in his bedroom. And he's like, oh, I haven't seen you in years, Pooh. You're so tattered now. Look, your seams ripped and soft inside.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
This is some big like, mouth shit.
Yeah. So, this is Jason Mantzoukas' character. Mm-hmm. Nasty ass.
Fucking a pillow.
Yeah.
Several pillows.
Several
even
pillows.
Even a fucking bath
couch
mat.
Cushions.
Yeah. And well, so, you know, one thing leads to another. And in his way, you know, Pooh Bear is able to help him with another phase of life and help him transition
into... The inside of that bear is so disgusting.
So filled with cum.
It's, yeah.
Well,
exactly. Because it was passed down to him by his father.
No. Well, you don't think that he and his father fucked the same bear.
He fucked his cum rack.
He fucked his
stuffed bear.
That bear probably smells
well,
so
and all of
bad.
His adventures with Winnie the Pooh are written by his dad.
Ew. So the dad's like, ooh, I
so
can't
his dad's
wait.
Dad's in the hallway writing all this down.
Yeah.
That's real person fic right there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I ship it anyway.
I'm glad
you didn't give up.
Now, when you said like
I'm not
from childhood to adulthood, do you imagine that Christopher Robin at like let's say age 32 has Winnie the Pooh in his closet still?
He has to go back to his parents' house and he finds him again. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that when I was like, whatever, you know, I was fucking 12. Like, my bunk. Exactly.
No!
He was a little embarrassed, but God, that fluff is still... I mean, you're keeping your fluff pretty soft there, Pooh Bear.
I can't. Do you? Like, why are you fucking doing that?
I gave you a chance to get out of it. I was hoping that you would grow
no,
up.
No, of course he's just going to double down.
No.
Caught it right out of the way.
Do you think this makes Christopher Robin in his adult life a furry?
I mean...
Or does that not matter? Does
no,
he
I think
just
he likes
poo?
To be much bigger. Than
yeah,
because
I think if it's a furry, it's too big.
Yeah, a furry is like a human size. A furry could wrestle him.
You don't think there's any like part of him that like wants to be the Pooh Bear and like get the love that he always gave to Pooh?
Mm.
Oh,
so now he's putting a strap on his childhood toy
and, then he's
and
sitting on.
Because he wants the love that he's been
so
given to Pooh Bear.
It doesn't have to be a strap on. If he's got like tears in his seams, you could just jam a regular dildo
this
in there.
Is like,
oh, because then it would be furry.
Yeah. Dude, seriously? Like, this is seriously like what you accidentally click on, and then you're like sick. Like, you get sick. You feel sick to your stomach. This is horrible.
That's what's happening
this
to our
like
listeners
early
right now.
They're E-bombs like, world. Why is this happening? This is disgusting.
It's borderline something rotten right
now. Kind of is. Like a pain Olympics or something.
This is horrific.
I still ship
I don't, it. It's not sweet to me. It's not. It is
no, it's not
very
sweet.
Gross.
There's.
Here's the thing. I do think that there is like, the joke of like, oh yeah, Christopher Robin fucks Winnie the Pooh,
mm-hmm.
right? But that's one of those things where like, I don't know, it feels like a Family Guy style joke to me.
Okay,
where I'm like, oh, we're just taking something.
You're critiquing my fucking my joke.
He's
like, you know what? Yeah. In this episode of Same Day Shipping, I would have done a different one.
He's gonna say you did a different one.
I'm saying why I can't get into it.
Earlier tonight, Colin told us he doesn't want any notes.
No, I told Kelly I was not accepting notes about how to pet the dog that did not want to be pet.
Well, it set a tone that I'm
one
trying
of us
to respect.
Was petting the dog, and the other one was not. I was simply trying to share my knowledge, trying to be a friendly friend to help everybody out.
I know. And Kelly, actually, now that some time has passed, I didn't mean to be short with you. No. I was actually just kind of like a little emotionally.
You were stung.
I didn't like being rejected by the cute
dog
I wanted to pet.
I shouldn't have tried to note you on it either. It's fine. It could have been a private conversation later. It shouldn't have to be in front of people.
I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, please just take me aside. Yeah, not in front of the
guys. Not in front of the guys. I should have taken you out into the hallway and we could have had a talk.
That would have been so
can we have a
fucking
word?
Funny.
Yeah, Colin, a second, please.
Patrick and I are going to be talking about that fucking Family Guy comment.
I was just trying to explain my.
Yeah, you're just trying to explain why you thought his ship was so fucking hack.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, now I have to come out and tell you guys that I fucked my stuffed animals when I was a child.
No, that's okay.
Here's
the
thing.
Colin, I'm there too. I also fucked stuffed animals
as a child.
Of course
you did, because everyone does. Fucking, you don't know what to do with that thing. And you
wait,
just...
really? So you fuck it into a hole?
Is there anything?
No,
it
did
any
just
space.
You just hump it, right?
Yeah. Any space
right, but
available.
Was it romantic?
No, but that was the
that, was the,
that was the material I was trying to do, and I guess it didn't land.
No, it
landed. I mean, total credit, kept pushing it further and further, which made it fucking awesome.
No, it was great. No, it was really good.
I hate this.
It was really good. It was really good. Okay, let's all say something that we like about Colin.
No, you know what? I think we should make sure everything's in a compliment sandwich. okay, Kelly.
Okay.
Who are some friends you like and we'll find out how to make them make out?
Yes, thank you. So right now I am reading the Dark Phoenix saga in Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah.
And so I've been reading a lot of X-Men stuff lately.
Awesome.
So I was like, oh, well, a lot of the X-Men are friends. And
sure they are.
Not all of them are lovers. So what is a way, what are some X-Men that we can
okay, what is a friendship together? That you really enjoy? That you're like excited when they get to work together or you like their dynamic?
See, I am pretty grossed out about them being in a relationship because I do like Kitty Pryde and Storm, but Storm is so much older than her.
Okay. Yeah.
That I'm like,
what about Storm and Cyclops?
Interesting. They're both leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They both, I don't know if at this point both of them have been leaders, but.
Yeah, but they both have that in them.
They're both
OG.
Yes, they're both, and they both
well, kind of.
Well,
kind of,
Psyche is more OG than she is. And then throughout the X-Men, they've both been leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They're both like kind of squarish for the most part. There are times when I think Storm's a little more badass, but I think
I think she's more badass, but he's more mopey.
He is mopey,
so I feel like she would not cut him slack.
True,
in a good way.
True, true.
And not necessarily encourage him to be evil.
So are we thinking that this is after Jean?
Post-Jean.
Post-Jean. Is it pre-Emma Frost?
I mean, it's kind of got to because, like, that relationship kills him.
Interesting. I haven't read up to there yet.
Oh, spoiler. Sorry.
It's okay. No, I knew that happened, actually, because I think you and I have been talking about it.
Yeah.
And
I think, because, like, for me... it is like an important part of Scott's development to like become the sort of like mutant revolutionary and like make really bad choices in the name of like, you know, fighting too hard for mutant rights or whatever. But yeah, so I would say before.
It has to be before.
Before he goes
so he's still pretty like mopey and squarish.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Storm. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you not feeling it? Do you have someone else that you think would be better? What about Nightcrawler? I like Nightcrawler a lot.
Does he have any friends?
He likes Storm. He likes, I mean, he likes the, you know, the other X-Men fine.
What if we just like pair him really up with like Gambit? We just
That's
put
cool.
like two super charming dudes together.
They are both very charming. Oh God. I think it'd be too much charm. In a good way though. In a good way.
Yeah.
I think like they're both very charming.
It would jostle one of my OTPs.
Rogue and what about okay, and this is not, I'm not thinking of the movies here because I don't like that, but I'm thinking of an adult Rogue and Wolverine for a fling, not a relationship.
Mm. And he just like doesn't die because he's Wolverine?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of out of necessity for her.
I mean, I kind of like, there's something like, and this would never, oh, it could be in a comic, I guess, but like, there's kind of something to like, she's just like, horny.
Yeah.
Like, she's
yeah.
ready to fuck a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Like, she's that
ready.
Point. And he's just like,
He's around.
And she's like, come on. And he's like, no. Nah. And she's like, okay, fine. And he's like, he thinks about it. He's like, all right, let's just try this.
Yeah.
And then it's really good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then she calls him bub.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, she does. And he like kind of like wakes up in a stupor and she's got like a cigar in her mouth.
Yes.
And sideburns
and she,
for
yes,
some reason.
And she's wearing an undershirt.
That
oh
was like the
God.
One thing she absorbed from
sideburns. Yeah, she calls him bub and then he kind of like looks at her in disbelief and then like kind of chuckles and then she playfully like kicks him out of the bed and he's like, yeah, I gotta like go angrily punch some stuff.
I like honestly okay,
I
like that.
I
love
like
this.
That.
This is just it's a and then they're just like, yeah, if it ever comes to like needing to happen again, it happens. And if not, oh well.
Yeah, good times.
They're both like not attached to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they became lovers, not in lovers.
No, not in love. That was really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. And you guys thought what I said was gross?
What?
Colin, do we have any emails or tweets that we can answer questions from?
Sure do.
If you would like to have your questions read and answered on this show, you can tweet us at ShippleDips, that's Shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or you can email us at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
So this comes from at Corinne Foxworth. And she says, ShippleDips, this Bachelorette contestant has me thinking, would any of you seriously date a popular sperm donor? And then underneath
what?
Is a photograph. It's like a headshot. It's labeled Mateo, a sperm donor who has helped create 114 children.
I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's not like he started a petition about Game of Thrones.
No, plus he's popular.
He's popular.
I mean, I guess it depends on what his situation is. Like, is it that he is a fertility doctor who is like secretly
oh,
using
God,
his
this
own
is
sperm?
Like Handmaid's
Tale? This is like that episode of X-Files.
Or SVU.
Yes.
Oh.
I think multiple episodes of SVU.
I don't think he would put that on his headshot then.
Wait, okay, so this is what I would worry about. If you have kids with this guy, you have to make sure you know where those other 150 kids are, because what if they accidentally date each other?
Well, okay.
Oh, geez, that's a real problem.
There is the accidental date, but what about all those kidneys?
Oh, so many kidneys.
It's like an organ farm for your
yeah.
your kid, your children.
So that's pretty good.
So you're hoping there's like a Facebook group or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
Mateo's kids.
Eventually,
Mateo's.
We're all going to be in the registry.
Oh, that's the true. 23andMe registry?
Yeah.
So that's
everyone's,
all you do is you just
yeah.
keep buying people 23andMe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually we're all going to be tagged.
I mean, I
oh,
think...
Oh, yeah, all you white people are so obsessed with 23andMe.
Not me. I don't need to know.
You don't need to know. Oh, very German.
German.
You don't want it. No,
I
let's
don't
not.
Need to know.
Let's not worry.
There's just a large section of it redacted. You're like, that's fine.
It just comes back as a big swastika.
And you're like, nah, well...
I wonder what Mateo's up to.
Mateo. Yeah, I'd date Mateo. I just would need to know where those kids are.
I think it's a weird thing. If he, okay, because I know with Bachelor and Bachelorette, there a lot of them are kind of younger. But if he's an adult and his job is sperm donor, I think we'd have
he's
to.
He's like, yeah, my job's to.
Yeah, so I'd be like, what else do you do? Because you can't be independent.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yes,
he drinks
hobbies.
Water. He drinks a lot of water. He's got it.
Does he have aspirations?
Yeah.
Does he like do anything other than sell his sperm?
He is a contestant on The Bachelorette.
That's
so
more,
a lot of,
again, a bigger disqualifier.
Yeah. But I guess if
you're going to go on reality television on a fake love show, and then I'm going to have to go on a real date with you, jeez.
Yeah.
No. Like, you've already shown your true colors. You're fake as hell.
Well, so, but the question doesn't suppose that this is, that we are dating the guy who was on The Bachelor, just a popular sperm donor, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a popular sperm donor. And honestly, there's nothing wrong if sperm donating is your number one source of income. It's just like, what else is in your life?
Maybe he just likes to be a good time guy. Go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, let's talk. If all you can talk about is all your sperm donations.
Ah, man, I would hope you could talk about something else. Because
that's like, so boring.
Oh, I
what if he's got like a ton of really good stories about donating sperm?
Like, what?
Donating?
Yeah, he's got really good stories about donating
like
sperm.
What?
He sees famous people there, yeah, and they're wow, man.
I'm picturing it's like that scene in Forget Paris.
Yeah. I don't know it.
Girl, Billy Crystal, Deborah Winger. He's a referee in the NBA.
Yeah. And he can't do it in the little room. He's too neurotic. So he's got to go home and then do it there and then rush it back.
At one point, she's trying to catch a rat. And then a pigeon flies on the flypaper. And the flypaper gets stuck to her head. And she has to drive to the hospital. It's amazing.
It's so good. The best part about that is when she gets to the vet at the reception, it's like, and what's your pet's name?
Okay, so that's an example of his worst story.
Okay, well, that'd actually be pretty cool.
But then you find out they're all from Billy Crystal movies.
And he's just lying?
Yeah.
Ew, delete.
Yeah, you can't be taking plots of movies and passing them off as your own.
No, you can't do that.
That's worse than having 114 children.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.